Hey guys, this is Chris here. I am back. I'm going to continue my Crazy Party series, taking a look at the two other game types that are available in Crazy Party. A couple of things before I get started. Number one, I was wrong about the decks. It didn't delete the decks. It just restricted the ones that I couldn't use because I had a brand new clean save file in there, but once I put mine back in, it worked just fine. And the other thing is there are actually two more modes that I have not demonstrated yet. So let's get into it. The first one is the board mode, and the next one is micro games, which I think I'm going to demonstrate micro games first because they will take less time.
Menu. Three, four, my crazy unknown.
So let's launch Crazy Party.
Crazy Party Beta 63. Main menu. Play the adventure.
Right, here we are. Now,
Face the battle arenas. Play a board game.
I will look at the board games in just a little bit.
Rewards room.
Let's go in here.
Rewards room. You currently have 14 million. Make your choice. Play one.
Yeah, I have 14 million gems. I cheated my gems. Anyway. In the rewards room, you have various choices that you can do.
Unlock, play one unlock mini game, one gem.
That lets you play one game for one gem.
Launch a solo mini game party, 8 gems.
This launches an offline mini game party that you play by yourself.
Try to unlock mini games, 20 gems.
This option will put you in a world and tries to help you unlock games, but you may or may not actually do it because a lot of the games that I haven't unlocked are really, really hard.
Launch a training battle party, 2 gems.
This is a training battle against the computer.
Play a team battle, 6 gems.
This is co-op multiplayer, or basically, it's a co-op battle with the computer. So you're partnered with a computer player, and there is another team of computer players. Let me turn the music down just a little bit. F7 turns it down, F8 turns it up.
Play a micro game, 4 gems.
Micro games, I will get to those in just a second. That lets you play one of them. I believe there are 29 of them.
Play a micro game, choose a micro game, 0.
So we got 0.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 0.
Yeah, so there are, well, actually there's, not 29, but
1.
30 microgames. Sorry, stupid stutter. 30.
0.
But let's just play one, just to give you an idea.
0.
Now, the goal of micro games,
19 seconds,
and you have a very short amount of time. The goal of micro games.
You're back to.
Oops.
6 seconds. You're back to.
I'm not gonna make
point.
It.
Play again? Yes. No. No. You currently have 14 million. Make your.
Yeah. Okay. The goal of micro games is to walk around one of the random worlds from the mini games and collect the ruby. So to better show you that, I'm gonna actually play a party, which I believe gives you like 10 of these micro games, or it might be less.
Launch. Just try to unlock mini. Launch a training. Play a team. Play a micro game. Launch a solo micro game party. 1 gem.
Yeah, let's do that.
Launch a solo micro game party. 1 gem. Micro game. 6 turns.
Ah. 6 turns. Okay.
Press enter to continue.
Alright, so I'm going to hit enter, and I'm going to try to navigate these worlds and try to find the ruby. So
turn
here we
one.
Go. Now, these can also be played online, if you wish. Alright, so I'm walking to the right, pressing the spacebar to jump these chasms.
7 seconds. You die.
And I'm not going to make it.
You're back to your starting point.
So this one is a side-scrolling game.
Your score of 0 has just been added to your total score, which is now 0.
Yeah, okay. You're not given instructions when you begin these, so you kind of have to explore and find out if the world is a side scroller or a 2D map.
Turn two.
Let's try this again here. All right, now we're underwater and there are some bubbles. So I'm going to head up and I'm heading left. And that means I'm running out of air, so if I don't grab this soon... There we go.
0 points. 9 seconds.
We have 9 seconds. Ah, here it is.
4 seconds. 2 seconds.
I didn't get it.
Your score of 0 has just been added.
I was close.
Turn 3.
Alright, now we're... What the hell is this place? So these are conveyor belt things. It's a track? I'm heading up, 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 down, left, and right, trying to figure out what to do. And my time's up.
Your score of
Yeah, I don't particularly like micro games.
Turn four.
But I thought I would demonstrate them. Alright, so now we're... Sounds like we're in a 3D... Or a 2D grid. Oh, I died. There are robots and electricity. And...
You have 8 seconds.
Yeah. And my time's just about to get... Just about to go out.
Your school.
Yeah, okay. So I think maximum you have 20 seconds on these micro games, so you have to be really, really quick.
Turn five.
Let's try this one here. This is, These are mushrooms that you have to dodge. Ah. Hold on.
6 seconds. Your score of 1 has just been added to your total score, which is now 1.
Right, so that game came from one of the mushroom mini games where you have to dodge mushrooms that are toxic. When you hear that, psh, you don't want to be close to them or else you'll die. And that time I actually got the ruby, so I got 1 point. So, well, let's try this last one and then I will move on to the board mode.
Turn 6.
Now this one is a racetrack. Well, hang on, I will.
0 points.
Let me do this, and then I will tell you what's going on.
3 seconds. Your score of 0 has just been added to your total score, which is now 1.
So that one was one of the racing games where you're racing against the turtle, and basically what you do is you head north, and when you hear the beeping noise, that will either be in front of you or to your left or right, and what you want to do is you want to turn when you hear that, and you'll hear it come from either the left ear, left ear, right ear, or in the center, and you want to turn in that direction. So if you hear that boop in your left ear, you'll want to walk to it and then walk left. The goal is to not step off of that track or else you'll lose time and things like that. So let's see here.
The game is ending. Let's see the results now. Your final score is 1 point. Your result allows you to add 1 more coin in your money box. Congratulations. Press enter to continue. You currently have 14 million. Make your
Yeah, I know. I have an unrealistic number of gems. But that's okay. Okay, so
main menu.
That in a nutshell is micro games. Now, the last thing that I'm going to show you are the board games.
Face the play a board game. Play a board game. Board. Select the board you want to play. The Quiet Woods, 50 squares.
Now, I think when you start out, you only have 1 board, and I think you unlock more by getting gems, and then you can go into the rewards room and unlock them once you have the specified number of gems. So currently we have this one.
The Deep Water, 70 squares. The Mystic Cave, 81 squares. The Mischievous Castle, 90 squares. The Quiet Woods, 50 squares.
Let's see, what board should I go for? Well, let's go with the first one just to show you how it works.
The Quiet Woods, choose the number of turns for this party, 25.
Okay, so you have 25.
50.
50.
75.
75.
25.
And that's it. I'm going to go with 25 just to keep this from going on forever.
25, 25. Enable the hardcore mode? No.
Hardcore mode affects mini games. It makes them harder. Again, that is something else that you have to unlock through the rewards room, I believe.
Yes. Alternate hardcore mode.
So you have yes, no, or alternate, which that basically means they will either be hardcore or they won't.
No. Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go with hardcore just to show you.
Alt, yes, yes. Hardcore mode. Get ready. The party is about to start. You'll be receiving 10 coins and will be able to play on the board.
All right. Now, before we continue, let me tell you what's going to happen basically. Basically, at your turn, you will roll a dice. You will move the specified number of squares, and then things will happen. You will either play a mini game, you'll lose coins, you'll win coins, there's a bank that gives you more coins or makes you lose them, things like that. The board mode is okay, but it's probably the least developed mode of this game, and I think it would be cool if he added more boards and just let you do more, or maybe even let you, I don't know, maybe even let you create your own boards. That would be cool. But I'm going to hit enter, and here we go.
Turn one. The dice is rolling. Press F or enter in order to stop it.
So the dice is rolling, and when you're ready, you just hit F or enter. Well, let's hit F.
You rolled a 1. 1. Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 coins. You now have 13 coins. Turn 2. The dice is rolling. Press F or enter in order to stop it.
Now, because I'm playing by myself, this should go rather quickly. If you're playing with people online, it will take longer. Ooh, excuse me.
You rolled a 5. 2, 3, 4.
I did not mean to burp
6.
Like that.
Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 coins. You now have 16 coins. Turn 3. The dice is rolling. Press F or enter in order to stop it.
And as you can probably hear, there are sound effects that play when you're traveling, but that's
you
cool.
You won 1. 7. Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 coins. You now have 19 coins. Turn 4. The dice is rolling. Press F or enter in order to stop it.
So basically, I'm just pressing F and listening to what it tells me, so let's keep going.
You rolled a 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 coins. You now have 22 coins. Turn 5. You rolled a 4, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 coins. You now have 25 coins. Turn 6. You rolled a 3. 17, 18, 19. Oh no, a red square. You lost 3 coins. You now have 22 coins. Turn 7. You rolled a 3. 20, 21, 22. Oh no, a red square. You lost 3 coins. You now have 19 coins. Turn 8. You rolled a 6. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 coins. You now have 22 coins. Turn. You rolled a 3. 29, 30, 31. It's a neutral square. Turn 10. The dice. You rolled a 3. 32, 33, 34. Oh no, a red square. You lost 3 coins. You now have 19 coins. You rolled a 6. 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Oh no, a red square. You lost 3 coins. You now have 16 coins. Turn 12.
Alright, so just keep on going here.
41.
Yeah, this is...
A bank. Before continuing, you'll have to deposit some money here. You lost 5 coins. You now have 11 coins. 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. Oh no, a red square. You lost 3 coins.
Alright, so let's keep rolling.
You rolled a 4. 47, 48, 49, 50. You arrived exactly at the last square of the board and will thus deserve a bonus. You've won 10 points. You now have 18 points. Turn 14. The dice is rolling.
All right, so now we're going to go back because I've reached the end of this board. And hopefully we will get a minigame square just so I can show you what that's like.
You rolled a 4. 49, 48, 47, 46. Oh no, a red square. You lost 3 points. You now have 15 points. Turn. You rolled a 6. 45, 44, 43, 42, 41.
Oh!
A bank. Before continuing, you'll have to deposit some money here. You lost 5 points. You now have 10 points. 40. Oh no, a red square. You lost 3 points. You rolled a 1. 39. Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 points. You now have 10 points. Turn 17. You rolled a 3. 38, 37, 36. A game square. A mini game will randomly be selected.
Alright, here we go. Let's see what game we get.
Log Hut.
What?
You have discovered a forest people and this one offers you a little test. A log of wood is placed in front of you, and it is up to you to choose whether or not to cut it, depending on its quality.
Sorry, that's my Amazon Echo going off. I apologize for that. Let's read that again, shall we?
Press the... You have discovered log cut. You have discovered a forest people and this one offers you a little test. A log of wood is placed in front of you, and it is up to you to choose whether or not to cut it, depending on its quality. The closer the pitch of the sound to the perfect pitch, the better the quality. Press E to listen to the log sound again, then press F to cut, or R to refuse and change the log.
So I think you have to listen for the sound, and the higher it is, the more perfect.
Perfect log.
So let's press 1.
Perfect log. Perfect log. Perfect log.
So that's the sound that we need to focus on. Hang on, actually, I will be right back. Hang on. All right, sorry about that. I was putting my Echo in Do Not Disturb mode.
Crazy.
Now.
Perfect log. Perfect log. Perfect log.
That's the sound that we need to listen for. So let's get to it.
Hardcore mode.
Uh-oh. I think I'm going to refuse that. Refuse that. Refuse that. Refuse.
You win 1 point. You lose 4 points. You win 2 points. You win 4 points. 3 points. You win 2 points. 5 points.
Let's refuse. Let's accept that.
You win 1 point. You win 4 points. 10 points. You win 3 points.
Refuse.
You win 4 points.
Refuse. Refuse.
You win 3 points. Your score is 20 points. This game has now been unlocked.
Oh, cool.
You've won 20 points. You now have 30 coins. Turn 18. The dice is rolling.
So that was a game I actually didn't have, and now I have it unlocked, and that's really fun. Okay.
You rolled a 4. 35, 34, 33, 32. It's a neutral square. Turn 19. The dice. You rolled a 1. 31. It's a neutral square. Turn 20.
And basically, the dice is rolling. What I was doing, I was listening to the pitch. And if it was too high or too low, I was pressing R to say no. And if it was close enough, I would hit F to say yes.
3, 30, 29, 28. Oh yeah, a blue square.
That was actually really fun. Alright, let's see where we're at.
The dice turn 21.
Alright.
You rolled a 3, 27, 26, 25. Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 coins. You now have 36 coins. You rolled a 3. 24, 23, 22. Oh no, a red square. You lost 3 coins. You now have 33 coins. You rolled a 5. 21, 20, 19, 18, 17. A game square. A mini game will randomly be selected.
Oh, we're gonna play one more.
The Haunted Forest.
Oh yeah.
You are making your way through a really dark forest, haunted by ghosts and snakes, and your job is to walk through it while avoiding those dangerous creatures. And while you have to jump over the snakes crawling towards you by pressing the space bar, you can't jump over the ghosts, but rather have to stop and wait for them to disappear from your way. Be brave. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to hear the relevant sounds and what they mean, then press enter when you're ready.
So this one is a lot of fun. Basically, you are walking to the right. You have to jump over the snakes by pressing the space bar and holding the right arrow. And when you hear ghosts, you have to stand still and wait for them to vanish because you can't jump over them. And if you walk, to them, you will die.
Snake.
Okay, that's a snake.
Ghost.
It's a ghost. That's a really creepy sound too.
Ghost.
All right, so let's go. Hardcore mode. Oh, this is hardcore mode. All right. So let's see what's different here. Oh, there's water. Whoa. Just walking here. Hardcore will change various aspects of games to make them harder.
-8 points.
Right, so I'm just walking to the right. Oh!
You're back. -5.49 seconds. You died.
Aw, come on.
You're back. -2 points. 12 seconds.
I'm not gonna make it.
Your score is 5 points.
5 points. I could have done better.
You won 5 points.
Oh well.
You now have 38 points. Turn 24.
All right, let's take my last two turns, shall we?
You rolled a 6. 16, why 15, not? 14, 13, 12, 11. It's a neutral square. Turn 25. You rolled a 4. 10, 9, 8, 7. Oh yeah, a blue square. You won 3 coins. You now have 41 coins.
And that's
it. The party
it?
Is ending. It is now time to calculate the scores. Your performance allows you to add 41 coins to your money box. Your money box has now 1,410,098,791 coins in total.
I know, I cheated. Oh well. Oh well.
Press enter to continue. Main menu. Play the adventure.
So that's the board game, and really, I think that wraps everything up. I can probably record an online thing, but it's basically the same thing except you're playing with real people, which once again I think is the real, well, that's really where this game is at, is playing it playing online, because it's great to play against the computer and against you, but when you can play with real human beings, that's even better.
Exit.
So I'm going to go ahead and exit this.
Exit. Audacity.
So there you go. That is Crazy Party in a nutshell. It's very fun, extremely addictive. Extremely. So, but you know, I think it's really cool, and I hope Pragma keeps building on it. I hope he comes out with a way to host either a central server of his own, or provides a program that people can use to host one. Because the peer-to-peer thing is not the greatest thing, and it's not that easy to set up. And I mean, look, if some people want to play, but you don't want to play, and you're the only one that can host, well, then they're kind of SOL, because the host has to be there playing, from what I can tell. Although, actually, when you host a mini, or when you host an online game, it's actually possible to hit F3 to put yourself into spectator mode. And you can even do this when you're the server. So technically, you could host your server and let people play on it. But the problem is, you would have to be there. You couldn't turn it off because, once again, it's peer-to-peer. So the other players are playing, but you're technically still there keeping it up, and data is going from you to them. But anyway, that is Crazy Party for you. I think I probably will at some point record an online game. I don't think I'll be streaming it, though, because, like I said, I've been having major issues streaming, so I don't think I'll be doing that. But anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Once again, if you have any questions or comments, you can leave them in the comments section, and I will do my best to get back to you. So, excuse me. I'm not sure where that came from. Anyway, with that being said, you guys take care. Bye.